good for a zero. I'm going to give you a zero.
Hello.
Hi. We got disconnected there, Harley. You still there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what did happen there either. But did you have any other questions for me?
You know, I don't know. I'll probably just, you know, stick with what I got, you know, because I have the Google Ads and then hopefully I can, you know, get verified.
You're doing Google Ads on your own right now, like a pay-per-click campaign on your own?
Right.
How do you like it so far? How's it working out for you?
I mean, I haven't really, you know, got any calls, you know, but I...
Right.
I don't know, you know.
Well, the reason that Google started the partnership program was to get businesses a higher return on investment with Google paid ads. I mean, obviously, you've got an AdWords Express account. You're trying to manage it on your own. Although it sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, it really refers to the fact that it's an abbreviated version of a true Google ad campaign. There's a lot of, and we know you're new to this, so we recommend that. Click here, default there. You basically just tell Google how much money you want to spend. They put together a couple of boilerplate ads for you, and away you go. It's easy enough to get clicked on, but getting those phone calls and getting the return on investment, that's a lot more challenging, which is exactly why Google started the partnership program over 5 years ago. Google makes the majority of their revenue using, you know, through Google paid ads, and Google knows that most businesses only give Google ads a few months or less sometimes because they don't see the return on investment. When it's not properly managed, it's just money going out, at least more often than Google would like it to be. So that's exactly why they started the partnership program. You would be able to stop funding your Google ad campaign and have us do that for you, have us do the optimization for your business listing. You'd still maintain the ownership of that listing, but obviously you were wanting to get PIN verified so you can get phone calls. But like I said, you need additional content to outrank your competitors on that Google listing. How much are you spending on the Google ads right now?
I mean, it depends on, you know, the clicks and stuff, but
right.
You know, it's about $1.20 or a little more for per click, you know.
For most clicks, yeah. Yeah. So with us, it's a flat rate, you know, and our job is to get you a higher return on investment managing those Google ads. Phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions to the website. You know, all of it's going to get you a higher quality score, which means a higher ad rank at a lower cost per click, more bang for your buck. And like I said, no one can get you a better return on investment than a Google Premier partner. So, I mean, I'm not even asking you to dig deeper into your pocket for additional advertising dollars between the Google ads and the Angie's leads. If you reallocated what you're spending right now to have everything professionally managed by a business that's been in the industry for almost 17 years, I mean, that's a long time for any company, and especially for a young industry like search engine optimization. So we definitely know what we're doing. And, you know, to be honest with you, we'd have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. If I'm offering at $299 with a website included and no setup fee, you know, we're not going to break even until the third or fourth month.
Right. So it's a flat rate, you know, say $300 a month, you know, and it doesn't go up or down?
Correct. It would stay that exact amount. It would never be a penny more. Even if our price goes up at a later date for whatever reason, your price would stay grandfathered in at that flat rate of $299. There's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges, no lead fees. It's a lot easier to budget for. You know exactly how much it will bill. It would only bill once a month on the same day for that exact same amount.
Yeah. But I would still, you know, basically have my same ad on Google Ads app.
Well, I mean, you could stop funding the Google ads. We would run the Google ads for you for the same keywords and search phrases that you want to be found for. You just wouldn't have to manage that or pay for it on your own.
Right.
But the Google ads are going to be included. I mean, like I said, you really do need Google ads for anything beyond a 25, 30-mile radius. And since you're willing to travel up to 150 miles, the Google ads would be a critical component of what we would do to get you the highest return on investment. It's going to get you found faster and farther than the local campaign would by itself. And also, Google will track those clicks. So it's 50 miles away, 150 miles away. Google sees that you're relevant for those same searches in those areas too, and your placement in the local map will start to expand outward towards where those clicks happen. We would also run the Google ads in that same 25 or 30 mile radius where you're already showing up on that first page, get you on the first page twice. And of course, when customers see you on that first page twice, even if it's subconscious, they're going to be drawn towards your listing in that local map, click on your website, and the next thing you know, they're going to be clicking on that click to call. Because we're going to showcase your work, talk about your services, put those before and after photos on there. When the call comes directly to you, of course, you're not, you know, there's no third party involved. They're calling you specifically after seeing your website. So they really are hoping that you answer the phone and hoping that, you know, as long as you're available to do the job and your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a much higher conversion rate than you're going to be getting with the pay for the leads, and it's even going to be a much higher conversion rate than what you'd be getting trying to manage the Google ads on your own. You know, like I said, the whole reason that Google started the partnership program was to get businesses a better return on investment, specifically with Google paid ads.
Right. So what do I have to do to sign up or whatever?
Well, you know, I would get a little bit of information from you, just kind of verify your business name and your phone number and your, you know, your email address that we would want to have attached to the contact form on your website. We would schedule a follow-up call. One of our technicians is going to spend about a half an hour with you talking about the services you want to be found for, you know, everything from the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. Like I said, you've already got that logo. We'll certainly be able to use that on the website. Now, I see it listed as a couple of different ways, Helmuth Roofing Services, but also with the LLC. Now, leaving that LLC off or including it, that's a personal preference. It's completely up to you. The important thing, though, is consistency. So on the website, on the Google and Bing listing, on all the directories that we'll create, we'll want it to be listed the same way. Did you want it listed Helmuth Roofing Services, or did you want to include that LLC?
I would include the LLC.
Include the LLC? Okay, so we'll make sure the LLC appears everywhere. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
And it's a smartphone, I imagine, right? The 319-238-0026?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on your contact or on the website, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, you know, both residential and even commercial clients will call you directly. There will, though, be a contact form on the website. So when people fill that out, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. So you'll always know, you know, who to follow up with. Now, but of course, the email address, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it doesn't have to be listed physically, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
So it's my first and last name and then .99@gmail.com.
Your first name is Harley, right? H-E-R-L-E-Y?
Yeah.
And is your last name Helmuth, just like the business name?
Yeah.
Okay, so Harley Helmuth, and you said 99@gmail.com?
It's .99@gmail.com.
.99@gmail.com. So, yeah, kind of a personal email. Nothing wrong with that. We don't necessarily need to list it physically on your website, but it will be attached to the contact form. We will also use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. We use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will, of course, email that out to you. Harley, do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any or all of those?
Yeah, all of them work.
All of them, yeah. There's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. You know, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then I also wanted to ask you about the physical street address that I saw listed on that Angie's or Home Advisor profile, because you are service-based, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. I'm thinking that 7500 Adams Road is probably not necessarily even an address you would want promoted for your business online. I also see a different address. That one's in Fairbank. I see one in Logan, too, the 312 East 2nd Street.
Yeah, no, I used to live there. I don't live there anymore.
That's an old address. What about that one on the Angeles, the 7500 Adams Road?
That would be the correct one.
That's where you currently live, but no customers come out to see you, right?
No.
Okay. And you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if it were a shop or a small office. Since you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address any more than you do. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So, you know, that's really the information that I would need now to get everything set up and scheduled. Of course, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then what I would need to do, it's required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Harley. It gets recorded through the computer, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, including a website for you, that of course we're reducing that rate to $299 and that the rate would never go up on you. I'm actually required to read that voice verification before I even ask for any form of payment. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Right.
And if everything makes sense to you after that, we can move forward from there. Give me just a second to get it set up. Okay. So, Mr. Helmuth, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Harley, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Helmuth Roofing Services, LLC.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Helmuth, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Harley Helmuth, sole owner.
Okay, and then, Harley, as the owner of Helmuth Roofing Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Harley, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is, in fact, important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Harley, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the Angie's leads and that you are doing paid ads on your own. The reason we ask is all of the additional content that we'll create for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire anyone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Helmuth, we ask that you at least let us know. Harley, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online and that everywhere it's listed, it will be Helmuth Roofing Services with the LLC attached on there. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with the reductions in the cost, with the waiving of the setup fee, with the website included, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving, will be charged today, the 6th of December, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Once again, Mr. Helmuth, that is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Harley, as it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, as I mentioned, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time or pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so, no questions asked or fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Helmuth, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Harley, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Harley, what does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Just my name.
Any middle initial on that particular card?
Yeah, it's an F.
Did you say S like Sam or F like Frank?
F like Frank.
F like Frank. And then you said it was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, so it's 5326-9400-0113. 4009.
The expiration month and year?
1 of 22.
Oh, 1 of 22. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
273.
So I've got 273, 273 on the back of the card, and then 01 or January of 2022, the expiration. And then, Harley, was the card itself 5326-9400-0113-4009.
Right.
And does that bill at the 7500 Adams Road, 50629?
I believe that there would be a different billing address on that.
Okay. Is it the older address or a different one entirely?
I think it's a different one entirely. So it would be 1616 120th Street in Hazleton, Iowa.
And the zip code?
50641.
Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive...
It was actually, it would be the 312 East 2nd Street in Logan, the billing address.
Oh, it is going to be. Okay. All right. And I'm trying to pull up the zip code there. I have to go to a different screen. That was the 51546, correct?
Yeah.
The old billing address? Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email from our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, 1 second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one. or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Mr. Helmuth, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will, in fact, follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You're also going to receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And Harley, there is on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the email or the text message, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things on this phone call. The only other order of business here would be to schedule your follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for this particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself does only take about 25 or 30 minutes, and the 5 o'clock is booked out for today, but there is still that 4 o'clock. That would be the one slot still available today. If that does work for you, it would be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone around 4:30 or so. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Did that 4 o'clock work out for you today, or did you want to look at something for tomorrow?
I think that should work. I did get that text message.
You did. So if you open up the text, it goes directly where we want it to go. If you had opened up the email, it's got the invoice on there and then the link that you would have to click on. But this is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. We're talking about optimizing that Google listing. Just let us know when you get that PIN card. Of course, we would have set you up as the owner anyway with us as managers. And then, of course, that way we can create that content. The directory submissions, it's not just for Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's for almost 70 additional directories. We are going to do the landing page. That's your website. We'll do the Google Ads for you, etc. Now, if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way where it says SMS communication, we just want you to verify that the 319-238-0026 is your phone number and that you can receive text messages on there. Please do not click the box underneath it because that would be to opt out of SMS or text messages. And, of course, we want to be able to text you when it's something quick. Towards the bottom, though, just above that line that goes all the way across where below it says signature, that box above that line says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer on the card. We did want you to click on that box. And then you can either copy and paste. It's going to ask you to sign it exactly as it appears with the F included. You can either copy and paste it or type it in. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. And if you type it in, do be aware that it is case sensitive. So it wants you to capitalize the H, the F, and the other H. And then once you've got that in that sign box, just click on the confirm signature box below it. That does a couple of things. First, of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've included the website, etc. It also does allow us, in this case, not really to release the Google PIN card because that's already on its way, but to do that initial NAPW audit as well to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know you're successful in doing so when it asks you for your username and your password. Do you see that screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason that you're being asked that is it is the my.localsplash.com/terms and then the information specific to your account. That's where that dashboard, it's actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting, just without the slash terms and everything else, but the my.localsplash.com. So the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking right now, so it's just trying to get you to log in so you can access that. I'm actually sending you your username right now, which is just your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The password itself, though, hasn't been created. In fact, I think if you were able to put in a password right now, it would give you some sort of oops error message that the page has not yet been created. Like I said, it's just the automated system trying to take you where it thinks you want it to go. You don't have to worry about that. At this point, you are already all squared away on our end. There's not enough time for you to receive the reminder email, which usually goes out an hour prior to that client interview. I did, though, just send you a calendar invite, really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, though many do. It just says local splash, CIENG, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it does have your username, which, like I said, is really just your phone number, just the numbers, though. The support at localsplash.com email address, that's everything related to your account. It's kind of the catch-all email. You can send anything and everything there. When they do that client interview, they will, they'll give you the specific photos at localsplash.com email address. And then on any correspondence by way of email, it is just good to include your username or your phone number, which, like I said, is basically the same thing. Other than that, I do want to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But really, we're really excited, you know. I mean, obviously, getting your website out there, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business 1 month at a time. And if it helps you to never have to pay for another lead or pay for the clicks on your own, I'm excited to do that because it's a lot easier for you to manage. You don't have to work to get work anymore. Like I said, just answer the phone when it rings and, of course, kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. On a lighter note, I mean, you're a patient guy. You're a nice guy. You're certainly an intelligent guy, and all of that comes across on the phone. So I did want to thank you for that because I don't always get all of that. In fact, well, a lot of the times I get none of that. So it's always a pleasure to speak with someone who's respectful of my time as much as I am of theirs, and you certainly have been. Like I said, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team, although that call is scheduled at 4. It might not get to you for about another half hour or so. Like I said, it is that one-hour window for the call that will take just about half that amount of time.
Why do I need to take that call, or what exactly is going on?
Yeah, so I can pull that up. Like I said, it's just kind of the basic information. It's going to help us to build out your website, but also for us to have the information that we need to make sure that it is Google compliant. So we'll want to talk about the services you want to provide so we can do the keyword research. We'll generate that list for you and email it out to you right after that phone call, and then you can kind of say, yeah, I like this one, or no, I don't like that one, or oh, can you please add this as well? You know, we're going to want to know what's unique about your business, if it's quality service, professional, you know, great value, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a mission statement or a tagline, you know, how long you've been in business, the payments you accept, and the number of employees. Not all of this is for us to use in creating the content. Like I said, a lot of it is just for us to have, so everything's Google compliant. You know, how far you want to be found. You did mention that your focus is residential, but you'll also take on commercial. If you're licensed and insured, we need that information too. So I've already made some notes here, and definitely it's just kind of to dot the I's and cross the T's and things like that. But and like I said, it really is just that amount, maybe a couple of other things. And certainly if you've got any questions, that's why it's a one-hour window for a call that usually does take half that time. But if you've got any additional questions, our client interview technician will be able to help you out with those as well. And then they'll give you that photo.
Where took me where I log in? Do I need to log into that or not?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks like it's a video conference or something like that. It's really just a phone call. So I did send that calendar invite out to you. But it is just going to be a phone call. They're just going to give you a follow-up call to this number, and they'll call you back in about 25, 30 minutes or so.
Okay. And then so where the local splash, where it took me where to log in, what exactly do I need to do there?
There's nothing that you need to do there. Where it's trying to get you to log in is actually your dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. It just goes out with the same dashboard portal, the terms and conditions right there. But in a couple of days, once we've got the website created and all the content, and once your dashboard is fully fleshed out where there is actually something to track, that's when we'll officially send you again your username, and we'll also send you the password at that time. It's just the default password. You can change it once you log in, but it is going to allow you to track your success. You can print out the invoices for tax purposes. You can upload photos directly through your client dashboard as well. And, of course, not only is the building of the websites included, the hosting, maintenance, updating of the website is included as well. You can always ask for content changes. If you want to add services or change the services or add photos or change the photos, you can do that directly through your client dashboard. In the beginning, we're just going to ask you to email us those photos we can get the website and the content created pretty quickly there. But yeah, like I said, you don't have to worry about trying to log in right now. There really is nothing to see at this point on your client dashboard, but we're going to get that started with that client interview. That should be done, or at least initiated in about a half hour or so.
Okay, and then what about the Google ads I'm currently running? Do I need to turn them off, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can just turn those off or stop funding those Google ads, and I'll let the technician know as well that you were running those Google ads. You know, if you've got specific keywords that you're focusing on, we'll talk to you about that as well, and we'll start creating those Google ads too. But that's one of the things that you can do with the tracking and the reporting, not just see where you're listed and what keywords you're showing up for, but you'll see the Google Analytics as well for the AdWords campaign.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, it's going to be someone else, Harley, giving you that follow-up call in about 20, 30 minutes or so. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and you enjoy the rest of the day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Mr. Helmuth. Take care. Bye-bye.